Okay. Here we go.
Let's talk about you a little bit.
Okay.
How are you feeling? Are you feeling as good as we feel today? I sincerely hope so. But I'd especially like to talk to you housewives and mothers and you really busy gals that just keep going all the time. Sometimes as you go about your daily routine, do you get the feeling that you just don't have enough energy to finish out the day? Well, if you do feel that way, or anybody in your family feels that way, don't just ignore it and wait for it to go away. It's a better idea to check with your doctor. Because remember, that weak, run-down condition may be due to undernourished blood. Doctors have a special name for it. They call it iron deficiency anemia. But we call it tired blood. And to feel stronger fast, I wish you'd give Geritol a try. This is the fast-acting, high-potency tonic that we've been telling you so much about that really begins to strengthen iron-poor, tired blood in just 24 hours. That's all it takes, just one day, for Geritol iron to be in your bloodstream, carrying strength and energy to every part of your body. And just 2 tablespoons, just this little bit, contains twice the iron in a pound of calf's liver. And it's good tasting, too. So if you do feel weak and run down, or if anybody in your family complains of similar problems, get Geritol, either the liquid or the tablets, at your drugstore today. You'll feel stronger fast, in 7 days or your money back. Just be sure that you get what you ask for, Geritol. G-E-R-I-T-O-L. Believe me, you will feel stronger fast. And two, don't forget, mothers, you can get Geritol Junior. It's just as effective for your children as regular Geritol is for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, I remember those commercials. Unbelievable. I'm sure that, you know, I'm not saying they're bad people when they're trying to poison us or anything, and I'm sure there were people out there because of the FDA and the, you know, the CDC that said, oh yeah, you need some more iron, and some wise people got together and created Geritol and made some money. Okay, this is Open Phone Friday. Betty White, she was the mom, if I recall, on Father Knows Best. Y'all probably haven't been around long enough to watch Father Knows Best. That was one of our shows. It was, you know, you think about the shows on television when I was a kid. Unbelievable. Father Knows Best. Ozzie and Harriet. Those are the two big ones, I guess, at night. They were situation comedies, kind of like, then you go up, you know, move into the 70s where Mary Tyler Moore, and those are great shows, really well done. Situation comedies and Taxi. And but back then, Mickey Mouse Club. And Mickey Mouse Club had these little stories that they would run every night. And man, we were really hooked into them. And they'd run about 10 minutes, right? They were very smart. And they would just give you 10 or 15 minutes at a time. And spinning Marty, and one was with Annette Funicello that everybody loved. Everybody loved Annette. She was like the bomb, you know. What a different world. I mean, we went to school and we had nuns, and sure, they were a little strange, and sometimes would slap your wrist with rulers, and they, you know, they'd do the whole, if you French kiss a girl, it's a mortal sin, you're going to go to hell stuff, but, you know, that kind of thing. But that's not terrible. I mean, you know, even though we still have guilt after 70, just kidding. But it was pretty harmless. And, you know, we would come home and maybe we'd go outside and play ball or something and maybe watch Mickey Mouse Club for half an hour or whatever it was. Have dinner, do homework, and that was it. I mean, very rarely were we allowed to watch television because there just wasn't a whole lot on that Mom wanted us to watch. I think we sometimes got to watch like Kraft Music Hall. That was a good one. Kraft Cheese sponsored a thing where they did shows like Peter Pan. I think we saw Peter Pan like every year. Pretty cool. You know, that kind of stuff. I mean, and we just didn't worry about anything. I didn't. You know, it was just life. Sure, we got crushes on girls and had a little angst about that, but that's just growing up stuff, and you got to go through that to kind of figure it out, you know. The boy-girl thing, and that's all part of it. And then compare that today. So, God love them. You know, it's no wonder. It's no wonder these millennials are just dazed, confused, unhappy. It's no wonder. So we can't really blame them for anything because look at what they're brought up with. You know, on their phones and weird stuff on television, fake news, drugs. It's amazing they even can function as well as they're doing. So I think it's important for us to be easy on them. It's their karma. They create it, so I'm not letting them off the hook. It's up to them now to get their act together. Right? Get a little reality. And some of them will, and they'll be fine. Some of them won't, and they're going to have a hard time this lifetime without personal responsibility. So those of you in the, whatever, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 range, in that genre, just remember you had a whole lot easier time of it coming up. With a lot less strange influence. I mean, imagine, just think about, you know, 10-year-olds on their iPhone doing this and that and Facebook and probably porn and fooling around with drugs. And then the kids in the inner city, I mean, it's amazing they even make it out of there. And most of them don't. And then by the time they get to be 25, they're just so angry and, you know, this is what's going on. Of course, let's not put too much substance into this Black Lives Matter thing because it's not about a bunch of blacks who are looking for justice. No. In my opinion, it's about a bunch of rich people, the George Soros of the world, the Bill Gates of the world, and the rest of them, and the media wanting to divide people and conquer them and convince everybody that white people are the problem. Oh, here's one. Okay. People are coming in with their mass karma feedback. Let's see. You had the experience in the grocery store because you went against your belief system and conformed, which when you did, that made you a target on a vibrational level. The cashier sensed it and tried to reprimand you for not fully complying to the scam-ademic mask order. The lesson learned is to believe in yourself and your ideas. Yeah, that's a winner. That's a winner. Good job, Sam. That's exactly right. And just to put a fine point on it, but you're in on the, congratulations, you're in on the first-time caller. It's exactly right. if walking in there, Sam and others, as you're saying, if I would have just held to my unmasking ninja state of consciousness, it would have been fine. If somebody would have stopped me, I probably would have said, I got this condition, they said, boom. But what I did was, a thought came through while I was in the parking lot. It was just a thought. I don't want to deal with it, I'll just put on my mask. That was just a thought. That wasn't who I was. No. Just a thought that I bought into in that moment. Did it? And I entered their reality. So that's the real key to this, just to put a fine point on it, Sam. I entered their vibrational field. I entered their reality. I entered the matrix. And to really put a finer point on it, it's so fun. I was talking to Sharon about this. You're either in or you're out. And that's really critical to think about, Sam and others. You're either in the matrix or you're out. You just can't go in a little bit. There's no little bit to it. You're in, you're in. You just stick a little finger in there, you're in. Think about that. Now, how's that possible? What if I just get up? You're in. It's a different state of consciousness. It doesn't matter if you just eke in just a little bit, like put a little mask on and out of your nose. Man, I'm in. I'm in there. I'm in their reality. I'm in their, I was in their reality and out of mine. So spirit put me right in the right spot to go down the perfect checkout lane, as spirit does, so I could have this lesson. That's how it works. Spirit is always putting us in a position so we can learn who we are. And the only reason we learn who we are is to have experience that's a little bit like, whoa. And if we're paying attention, we can say, why'd that happen? Like I'm doing with this one, with you. And then we can say, wow, even a little bit. So that's powerful for me. It's a real lesson just to reinforce that's important that I stay in my own reality. Because you see, in planet Earth, we're always getting these loose particles flying through. They just come. They're in the air. They're in everywhere. The mind just creates them. Just boom, 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 boom. Never stops, right? Until you figure out how to allow it to stop, which is what we talk about. But until then, the mind is always putting out thoughts. But that's not you. That's just the mind. That's just, you know, think about it as Windows 10. That's just Windows 10, the software. That's not who you are. You're going to believe everything that comes through Windows 10? Boom, 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 boom. But very mistakenly, people think that's who they are. So then that's what they repeat, and that's the conversations they have, and that's the reality they're in, and they argue with people about nothing because it's not anything important, because the only thing that's important is who you are and what you believe and what you think and what you believe is real. Other than that, it's just... You know, and that's what the movie The Matrix is about. It's very well done. The Wachowski brothers, and I think they're now the Wachowski sisters. I think they all did who knows. But they were on it. Watch the movie The Matrix, and it's the same thing, the red and blue pill. What once you're in, Morpheus said, you can't, you know, you can go back, but once you're in, you know what the red pill is, and or you can take the blue pill and just go on the way you are and you'll never see me again. He took the red pill, and hence the movie. Good job, Sam. So I'm just going to float you right on down to first time caller file. Here you go. Ray Peet was first, writes Adam, to warn about iron. Wow. And how it sabotages copper metabolism. Red light therapy helps a lot. Oh, really? Iridology tells the long-term story better than blood tests. Oh, really? Interesting. Red light therapy helps. So putting the red light on, like the Home Depot chicken lamps item, that helps to get rid of the iron. So I will go on Ray Peet's website and actually ask him about it on Monday. Great. Thanks for that, Adam. So Morley Robbins created this test. And you can look at the test at requestatest.com. Morley says if you go in and just do an iron test, it's just not valid, you know. I think, ferritin or whatever? He said, no, that's not valid. So, if you go to requestatest.com, you can do, I think you can search, for Full Monty. It's called Full Monty. F.U. Monty. Magnesium Full Monty Iron Panel. Click on there. It includes cerebral ellipsoplasm that Morley talked about, copper, ferritin, hemoglobin, iron and TBC, magnesium RBC, transferrin, vitamin A, vitamin D and zinc, and it says right here, package includes all that, and it's recommended by Morley Robbins, and it's a serum test, a couple $100, and then you just order it here, request a test if you want to do it, and then you can go to a LabCorp or another place in your city. And just bring them the little thing, and they have it already in their computer. If you go on it's all done. It's pretty simple, and you don't have to fast. And you can, if you want to do it, and then you can get a blood a hair analysis, and then do a little session with Morley, and he can help you to get rid of your iron. So I'm going to do it. Because it's really interesting, I look at my blood test from as long as I can remember, and you can imagine how many I've done with all the people, right, that we've talked to over the years. Oh man, I mean, just like people all over the place, right? How many blood tests I've had? Probably 10 in 10 years. Every one of them. So this is really the reasons why I wanted to do it. Every one of them was high copper. I mean, not even high, but literally, as the saying goes, off the charts, right? The chart is here, and the copper is all the way to the right side. You can't go any further. And I've asked others about it, and Morley concurred that it means that my body is not absorbing copper. And that's why it's in the hair so heavy. It doesn't mean that I have too much copper. It means I need more copper. And copper is one of the key ingredients why the hair turns gray, which my hair started probably 30, 40 years ago. By the way, it's actually, I think the hydrogen's more natural color is coming back. It probably gets rid of the oxidation. So maybe it's the oxidation of the iron, but it's also some hydrogen peroxide that gets produced when you have low copper and high iron. So I was all over it because I remember my hair analysis. So we're going to also do another hair analysis with Morley. So we have an updated one And then we're going to do a show, and we'll have these all on video that we can show you. And he is going to walk through the whole process so you could learn, and maybe it'll be something that you want to do, or just learn from it, and you won't even do it and need your own. You don't even... I was going to say something there, but it didn't come out. You won't even need to do your own. Sometimes this little mind just goes faster than my little lips. My grandpa used to wear a copper bracelet. He said it helped to get rid of arthritis pain. Oh, yeah. Have you seen some of the old timers wear these copper bracelets? So that'll be a great question for Marley when he's back on. It must have something to do with the iron, right? And this, check this out. You talk about serendipitous. Ayurveda medicine, which I'm a big fan of, has recommended since I've been studying them. My nose is just probably 20 years or more, to get a copper vessel and pour water in there and drink some every day. I bought this 2 months ago. Just an intuition thing, right? It was just a divine inspiration that entered my being. I went on Amazon. Sorry, Sharon. She doesn't like Amazon. And bought this. It's a pure copper vessel. And you can put water in there, like distilled water. And it takes just enough copper. So I'm going to start doing more of this. And this thing tarnishes. It's pretty cool. That's great. If you need more copper. Let me pour some out here. I'll drink some on the show. Now, I'm sure Robert's going to call and ask me how long you need to water in. How long do you need to keep the water in before you get copper? I don't know. You know me, Robert. I don't go through those kinds of questions, but people will ask like you, and that's fine. Boy, my nose is... Okay, so maybe that's the whole copper bracelet thing. Hey, Doodle, what's up, girl? People saw you, Doodle, back there. They liked you. They said hi. Okay, here is Open Phone Friday, and I would love to speak with you. You too can be on the show, like Ellen, and you too then will be, whoops, you too will be in the drawing, if you're a first time caller, for the aloe and the pine pollen. By the way, it's on sale, pine 20. Promo code for Pine Pollen. Get some. It's a bomb. I am going on. I keep saying I'm going to do it, but I'm getting it on sale, and I'm going to get on this auto ship for Pine Pollen. I don't like being out of it, and I'm out of it right now, and I'm just not... No, I'm just kidding. This product here is really cool. Marley recommends 5 milligrams of calcium per body weight per day. So you go, I'm 125, 125 times 5. That's about 600 milligrams. And then half of that calcium. So I haven't figured out exactly how much calcium is in a half a teaspoon of Pearlsium. I'm going to talk to the Pearlsium people today and try to figure it out. But I suspect, because I've seen it on the capsules, they don't have they should put it on the box of the powder. They don't have it like X amount. But I think about two of the capsules equals 90 milligrams. Anyway, I don't know for sure yet. But then he says about half then what you want, and he knows about magnesium, half then about what you want in calcium. So if you want to just play with this idea and see how you like it, you can just do 5 milligrams per body weight of calcium, of magnesium. Dr. Circus likes magnesium bicarbonate. Morty says, yeah, it's a great one, but it doesn't have to be. Magnesium glycinate works. They all kind of work. And then half of that in calcium, he said, that's a really good place to start. Okay? And this is if you're watching on video, and Pearlcium is the absolutely best place to get some supplemental calcium if you want to add it. Milk is great, perfect. Greens, deep leafy greens. But if you don't do milk and you want to make sure you're getting it, you can do the Pearlcium because it's a once living source. It's not some stone ground up that we can't absorb, that's going to show up in your arteries. Not a good thing. This goes into the body, into the blood. This will go to the bones. It's real calcium from a living source, a pearl. Very important. The Max Planck Institute and other people like Adam and I suspect Ray Pete agree that you don't want to put something in your body that comes from a lab because the body doesn't know what's going on. Adam may disagree, and please feel free if I'm not, I don't want to misquote you, Adam. But I like things from a living source, and this is from a pearl. The pearls watch sad movies, they cry, and they make little pearls. And we had a great email some time ago that the person was a vegetarian, and they were concerned because maybe you kill the oyster when you get the pearls. And they didn't want to kill anything, and I get that. And then Rulin Shu wrote back, she said, no, actually, it's just the opposite. It makes the pearls, the oysters healthier. They like people getting their pearls, and they make more. Isn't that cool? So this is a real living source of not just calcium, but all kinds of minerals and some target proteins. So if you know somebody who's around 70 or so and you're concerned about their bone density and them falling and breaking a hip because of modern life, and there's all kinds of reasons why calcium gets taken out of the bones that we won't go into now, but it happens to a lot of people because they're not on a real natural, balanced, organic diet, and the pH, and it's kind of complicated. For some reason, it's an evolutionary thing. The body will take calcium out of the hips, and the body uses calcium to raise the pH level in the blood, because the blood has to stay a certain pH, otherwise you die. I'm trying to cut down on that. So that's one of the reasons why you see so many people who are biologically, important distinction, biologically 70 or 80 or 60 even, biologically. Chronologically doesn't mean anything. That's just the number of the revolutions around your sun the body has made. That number is meaningless. The only number that counts, if you're into numbers, is the biological numbers. What's your body, how old your body thinks it is. And your body, this is pretty cool, your body, you know how You know how your body thinks it's a certain age? By what you think your biological age is. It's that simple. If you think your biological age is 60, your body goes right along with it. And then that entails everything that you've ever heard last lifetime and this lifetime of what it means to be 60. Think about that. This is important. Spirit has given me some good stuff. So if you believe your body is biologically 60 years old, everything, all subconscious probably, that you've ever heard or seen or believed that correlates with somebody who is 60, that information is in your body. And that's what your body is going to do. Does that make sense? Think about it. You see a movie, somebody's 70, and they talk about, oh, my dad's 70, and this happens, and you know. That's all in there, subconsciously, and if you think you're 70, you will feel like everything you've ever been taught that people 70 feel and look. It's no more difficult than that. Don't complicate it. Stick with me. I'm going to give you the simple, most direct route to keeping your body as long as you want. Guaranteed. And I'm not saying that out of some ego and I'm so smart. No. I'm just doing this out of love for you, because the only thing that matters to me in my life is what I could do to possibly help others to gain some of the things that I've been blessed to see. What else am I here for? Eat pizza? Drink beer? Watch movies? I mean that. You know I do. Okay. Got off track here. So if you'd like to get some Pearlseum, just click an order, oneradionetwork.com. Click an order, oneradionetwork.com. That would be click an order. Now, we recommend you get two or three at a time, because you get a really good deal, okay? A really good deal. Nice discount. And then you're going to have them because you're going to use this product. You'll brush your teeth with it. You can put it on your face with your cream. Oh, my goodness. You can then take it internally. What else? So you're going to use it. And get the powder, not the capsule, so you play around with it. Another exciting thing that we had an experience with Marley Robbins is that this, he agreed with so many other people that oxidation is the cause of disease. Period. But he's not a big fan of ascorbic acid that people take, vitamin C, for oxidate, antioxidant, much like Ray Pete and Adam Bergstrom. It's not good stuff. You want to get a good food-based vitamin C if you want to take extra vitamin C, like acerola cherries and things like that. Don't get sodium ascorbate. We used to do that one, but Molly said, no good. and he's got some pretty good research. He's just not making it up, right? But, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we know that the number one antioxidant is this. My goodness.
Did you know the AquaCure Brown's Gas Machine reduces oxidative stress?
Hydrogen is the world's best antioxidant by a long shot.
Hmm.
First of all, it's 700 times smaller than something like CoQ10, 400 times smaller than vitamin C, things like that. So it can literally go, the hydrogen molecule can literally go through everything in your body and go right into the very DNA and repair it. First of all, you're repairing oxidative damage, but you're also reducing or eliminating free radicals. Now, we're only the bad free radicals, which is another reason why hydrogen is good, because you actually have free radicals in your body that you want to keep. Example, nitrous oxide.
The oxidative stress, is that the main thing that damages the DNA and causes the regeneration to stop, you know, youthing or getting older, immune organs? Is that at the base, George Weissman, of most of the issues?
It's one of the
just
bases,
one of them.
But this comes back to that regeneration thing that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
The cells won't regenerate. You won't have stem cells and that sort of thing if you haven't got enough hydrogen.
And if our body is not generating enough hydrogen, we get dehydrated. Dehydrated. Lack of hydrogen. The AquaCure machine, 10% off, promo code ONERADIO. Use the promo code ONERADIO, 10% off in our store, OneRadioNetwork.com.
OneRadioNetwork. I've asked this before, Sharon. Did you ever send me a, you probably did, an aloe slide? It's no big deal. But if you did, let me know. Yeah, I want to just give a little plug to the Stockton Aloe One. It's part of our prize package. If you're a first-time caller for August and you win, I think we have, three people in the pot so far. Can you say pot on YouTube? Yeah. No. Not that kind of pot. Part of the prize package is 2 1-half gallons. I just got 4 3 or 4 days. Whoa. Man, I love this stuff. Aloe's probably one of the more magical plants on the planet. I mean, it's like the bomb, you know? It's like, whoa. So this comes fresh frozen. They pack it up really nicely. And they only ship generally on Monday and Tuesday because they want it to get to you and not hang out somewhere over the weekend. But just depending on where you live, they might be able to ship it on Wednesday, arriving Saturday. And even in this hot weather, mine came, it was about 3/4 of the way thawed out, the 4. But they do it a nice styrofoam thing and they're all packed together. Really well done. He's got it down. And it's just the fillet of aloe, filleted out, no sodium benzoate, no pasteurization, pure aloe that's been frozen, which is the best way. If you're not going to do it at home, filleting it yourself and just eating it raw, which would be number one. So if you have 50 plants and you want to really drink a lot of it, which it takes a lot, go ahead. And you want to fillet them all, that's the best way. Second best way is this product, Stockton Aloe One. You can click an order on our website. You have a minimum of 2. They also send you a little face cream thing of aloe. I like it. For free, try it. If you are having any kind of stomach things, anything, colon, stomach, small intestines, anything, or if you just get real hot, you get overheated, or sometimes you get constipated, anything at all, and even if none of those things, you'd still, your body's gonna like it. Very, very magical. Stockton Aloe One, OneRadioNetwork.com.
We are listener supported, One Radio Network.
Okay. LabCorp feedback. I'll do that later. Yet another invisible masking ninja experience at LabCorp. Now here it is. This is a lab, right? Big signs. You must wear a mask. On their website, you got to wear a mask to get tested. I walked in there, sat down, registered, talked to the lady, went in. Everybody was masked up. Nobody said one word. I could have been totally invisible. She stuck my arm to do the full Monty. I know. Crazy. Oh, Gary says the mom on Father Knows Best was Jane Wyatt. Yes. So what show was Betty Wyatt on? The lady that did the Geritol commercial. That's right, Jane Wyatt. Ellen O'Donohue was the girl. I remember the announcer's name. Jane Wyatt and what's the guy's name? And Ellen O'Donohue was the girl in Father Knows Best. I don't remember the other. So what was Betty White? What was her thing? Oh, she was on, actually, wasn't she on Mary Tyler Moore at some point? No. Really? Is that Betty White? Anyway, thanks, Gary. Okay, Adam's got a little geeky stuff on magnesium, so here we go. Put your geek hat on. Insert a magnesium atom in the middle of hemoglobin, and purple porphyrin turns green and becomes magnesium porphyrin, otherwise known as chlorophyll. Magnesium is one of iron's balanced minerals. Insert a copper atom in the middle of hemoglobin, and purple porphyrin turns blue and becomes copper porphyrin. A copper-centered hemoglobin is found in certain marine animals, crabs, lobsters. Copper is another one of iron's balanced minerals. Yeah, that's why Marley said these crustaceans, crabs, lobsters, oysters, are heavy copper. So I've been eating oysters too. They've got fresh oysters at the HEB that they just shucked out there in a little container. Phew, they're good. A little bit of cocktail sauce, a little horseradish. I remember those days in New Orleans. At Felix Oyster's house in Bourbon Street. Oh my God. 12 and a half shell, a few beers. Phew. Whew. Those were the days. Thanks, Adam. Boy, that's crazy. That's good. Good. Yeah, so that's why the little lobsters, they have this little, and crabs have this little green tint to them, right? They got this copper thing going. Here is Lola. When you were born into this reality, you agreed to come to some minor inconveniences to experience the exhilaration of your physical existence. Sure, absolutely. Yeah, I think we've agreed to all of the inconveniences that we experience, minor, major, all of them. Never mind minor, Lola, every one. Absolutely. How else are we gonna learn? And believe me, spirit is very wise and knows exactly where and when to send us to come into this reality. Oh, yeah. So that's why astrology is real. Because we come in at exactly a certain time, exactly perfect, to give us the experiences that we need for as long as we're here. Phew. That's the way it works. Trust me, I'm right on that. I'm no smarty pants, but I know that's true. And that's why really good astrologers can give you a sense of where you are in the matrix of physical reality by looking at the moment you came in and looking at the planets. Because we're all connected. And we all have free will. And everybody's moving in their own state of consciousness, and so are the planets. So in a sense, we control the planets, and the planets don't control us. No, nope. We control the planets. They move when we move. Think about that for a while and your head will explode. Remember that great old saying, I think they had it in It's a Wonderful Life. What a great movie. Jimmy Stewart's girlfriend, who was his wife, told him, you lasso, I'm going to cry. I'm such a hopeful romantic. You lasso the moon. Remember that scene? What a great line. You lasso the moon. Who was that girl in that movie? I'm such a softy, man. Okay. Wow, a lot of people on YouTube. Rex, how can I stop aging? Steve, did you mention bee pollen for copper? Yes, good Steve. Morley did mention it. And I've been taking it for years. I still got low copper, according to my hair test. We'll see with the full Monty, but thanks. Good find, Steve. Good find. Yeah, bee pollen, cool. And you can get organic bee pollen, really affordable. It'll come in my consciousness. There's a place in the Midwest that has really nice organic bee pollen, very affordable. You could eat that. A lot of good stuff in bee pollen. So we'll get back to Rex. Master Gavin Zimlock. I need more snake oil. Or snail oil. Oh, snail oil? Is there such a thing as snail oil? Yeah, because Marley said that snails are really good copper too. I only had snails a few times, fancy restaurants. They're pretty good. A whole lot of work for not much, but you dip them in butter and anything's great. Snail oil, is there such a thing? I want some. Steve says, LOL, don't snails have slime and snakes have oil? Well, I don't know, yeah. You are either in or out of the matrix, sort of like you can't be kind of pregnant. Very good, very good, very good. Go to the head of the class. Exactly. I like that one. You can't just be a little bit pregnant, yeah? You either are or you aren't, right? That's right. So I jumped into that matrix when I went to Central Market. And man, I jumped back out when she told me to cover up my nose because she said I was going to give her something. I just ripped off the mask and I was out. And man, I was out and she wasn't going in. She just checked me out. Bye. We'll get back to how can I stop aging. I think I talk about, well, I will talk more about it. It's my specialty. I'm working on it. Adam says, I've been wearing a copper bracelet since 1989. Whoa. So Adam, give us a short story. So does that then do what it says in the copper, like Marley's talking about? It lowers iron, and is iron involved with arthritis? Because people wear it for arthritis. So is iron involved in arthritic symptoms? Because I've always thought that arthritis was, not always thought, but kind of thought, was a kind of a bacterial thing or a viral thing, right? But that would make sense if it oxidizes. Yeah, it would all tie in. Let me know. This is Vince. He says, I take colloidal copper supplement. I mainly took it for gray hair, but it has many other benefits. What are your thoughts on this and a way of combating iron? Better copper absorption because it is colloidal? Yeah, the Bible says it's for anemia and anti-inflammation. You know, that's going to be a Marley question. Marley gave his email address on the show. It should be in the show page. If it isn't, we'll make sure that it is, but he put it right on the air. I would ask him because that's above my pay grade. I would really, Vince, first, always go for the food. You know, beef liver, shellfish, oysters, nuts. I think it's a lot easier on the body rather than a colloidal form. Yeah, I'm not sure. Or maybe even the copper vessels. So did this colloidal, did it help? Did your gray hair improve? You didn't put that part. Let me know. Oh, she did send the aloe thing. She said I sent it, but here it is again. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm sorry. I missed that one. Thanks, Rudy. I'll put that up. How are you liking video radios compared to audio? Oh, I love it. I'm a ham, you know. Come on. Yeah, I like open phones. It's just fun. And I like the guest thing because it's so fun to see the person. And oftentimes, because I interrupt people a lot, which people give me a hard time for, but I have a method to my madness of why. Probably do it too much sometimes, but I think it's easier for them to see me, and I'm starting to do more of like, so they can see that I want to ask a question and think it's benefit for you, so they can maybe stop before I ask. So I'm going to get better at it. This is all new, the video thing. So, you know, the first few weeks, you know, you just figure out how to do the thing without throwing up and freaking out. But it gets smoother and smoother. You know, you have to shave and do something with your hair, which is what, you know, I put water and do this with it, and that's what I do. Anyway, put a clean shirt on and shave and, you know, and get all the lights. But after a while, it gets to be second nature. So we're getting better at it. I love it. I like being able to see the people. And I think we'll get to the point where we can begin to have two people. Wouldn't that be cool? Like two opposing viewpoints, we'll have three people on screen. Well, Mr. Jones, what do you think? Charlie just said this. That'd be fun, right? So we have a lot of options now. And man, I've got to pay for this software today because it expires tomorrow. They're going to shut us off. Oh my goodness. Let me write that down. We've been on a 60-day trial period, which expires tomorrow. No sense waiting till the last. Wow. Well, it would have been the weekend. Anyway, so we got to pay for it today. It was pretty pricey, but thanks to you, we generated enough income to do this kind of stuff, to buy things like the software. I think $1,000. Maybe we're going to get by with a $750 version, but it's good, right? I mean, you can put up videos. It's cool. And plus the lip sync thing, so we're very blessed. And then a little something's going on with the stream. Let me check. I can text our guy real quick. Boy, thank God the internet has been good. But now it's doing something that I don't like. Okay. Yeah, we're losing it a little bit. Let me do this. Let me text him. Boy, we've been so good too. So I hope you're not being interrupted. Yeah, it's getting low. Let me text him. Sorry. But it's important. But boy, I'm so grateful. We've been doing good. Okay, I'm not a very fast texter. Pretty cool. Now I always tell them how great it's been. It's a good thing to do, balance out what you're just saying, so let me do that. Always do a compliment in there. I'm putting it has been awesome, if I can spell it. It's a very good thing to remember. When you're being critical of someone, or you don't want to do that, but I mean, or if offering guidance to someone, you know, kind of doing a little tough love thing about, you know, you really maybe, you know, always buffer it with a very positive thing in there, which is the idea moms who are up on it will always say something like, I love you, I really love you, but your behavior is a little, you know, you want to work on it? Let's work on that. That makes sense? Sure, you got that. Yeah, Sharon says your stream is fun. Yeah, it's just blinking and I can see my speeds are really, really lower than they should be, but I did text him, so that's all we can do. I'll just press on. Morning. What about canned oysters? Oh, I suspect they have plenty of copper. Sure, they've been cooked, so they're not as easily digestible. I can't conjecture on whether you lose a lot of nutrients with that. But if that's all you can get and you want to get some more copper, you know, you can do shrimp, lobster, maybe frozen lobster meat might get a little more copper. Lobsters. HEB, here's, they have actually these little lobster tails, $7. Forget about it. They're great. Okay. Since Adam is listening, on a recent exchange between Alex Baldwin and Robert F. Kennedy, Alex said that vitamin C converts to chlorine in the bloodstream. Internet says C cleans the body of chlorine. What form vitamin C converts? What foes vitamin C convert? What foes? What does that mean? What foes vitamins convert to, Adam? Don't actually understand your last line. What are you asking, Adam? What does vitamin C convert to? Oh, maybe that. Okay. Yeah, chlorine. Who's Alex Baldwin? Is that that movie star who's a Never Trumper, that guy? He had Robert F. Kennedy on? Good for him. Do you ever know of a good source summary of all the debunked aspects of the corona pandemic? Instead of searching for them, which many of your websites and Dr. Daniels, and then compiling them, I'm certain someone has already, such as blah, 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 is there proof? Is there no proof? Mask are ineffective. Is there proof? No, we don't have all that. Please don't ask us to do your research. That's your job. If you want to know all these things, the original virus is poorly identified. I don't know of any source where it's got them all. If you all do, KBC wants you to show them where it is, because he or she wants to know, and he wants it all in one spot. Well, you know, you don't get it unless you ask for it, so I'm not criticizing you asking, but I don't have it. I guess we could have done that, or it's all over the place. But there's probably some good websites that has a real nice combination. Our listener, Steve, he's a real good researcher. He may have a few links. Steve, do you know and help KBC out? There is no proof that masks help coronavirus. There's no proof they're discussing their experiments. Well, what you're asking for in these cases, there's not anybody been out there. See, you can't prove a negative. You can't prove, you know, what you want to do, KBC, is ask those who are claiming that masking works. Ask those who are claiming that social distancing works. Ask those who are claiming that vaccines are safe and effective. Ask those who are claiming that sheltering in place works. To ask them to show you the science behind those claims. You don't have to go out and try to prove that they're wrong. They have to prove they're right. They're the ones telling you what to do. Does that make sense? So don't get caught up in that, because you'll spend, you know, I don't think you can't prove something like that. They have to prove that they're safe and effective. You got $1 billion and you're gonna go out and do double-blind, placebo-controlled studies, which they should do over 20 years to prove that unvaccinated kids are more healthy than vaccinated, which they are. That's what they're supposed to be doing at the CDC. That's what they claim their mandate is. They say they're supposed to be doing that every year. And this is what Robert F. Kennedy sued them for. Show me the science that you have to produce every year on these vaccines. He did that with a FOIA request. After 2 or 3 years, no potatoes. They don't have the science. That's the proof. You don't need to prove all that other stuff. Okay? So that'll help you with about half your list. You ask people who are telling you to do something that you disagree with to show you the science. That's what RFK is doing. That's what Del Bigtree is doing. That's what all the real people out there like, and that's what we're doing here. Show us the science. you'd like to be on the show, I'm having a good time. Are you? You okay? 888-663-6386. Email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. patrick@oneradionetwork.com. But get in on this. Get on the prize package, man. All you got to do is call up for a first-time caller and say hello. Of course, I'm going to want you to say more, but if you do that, I guess you're good. How do you stay cool in your house when it's 100 degrees and you don't have air conditioning? Well, we do mostly naked here, but we're in the country, so who cares? And Doodle and I also go out on the porch a couple times a day, got the hose. And she stands there and I hose. And we shake it out. And that'll cool you down about 10 degrees. But it's pretty good. Fall's just around the corner, right? Yeah, baby. Fall is just around the corner. At KBC, like I did with the governor of the state of Texas, I used an open records request and asked him to please show me the science that he's using to mandate masking, social distancing, and sheltering in place and closing businesses in Texas. And his attorneys got back to me and they said, Mr. Timpone, we looked at your request and we don't have any. It's all the best you can do. Oh, copper strengthens muscles, hence people think it helps arthritis. Ah, but it doesn't have anything to do with the iron, stuff like that. Why do you wear it, Adam? I mean, it looks pretty cool. Adam says that vitamin C is a waste paper basket term for dozens of different chemicals. Several of them are now used to neutralize chlorine. Vitamin C is chelated iron. What? Uh-oh. Vitamin C is chelated iron? You mean ascorbic acid is chelated iron? Woo. But not like vitamin C from oranges or fruit, right? I can remember someone told me, who was the fellow that was such a vitamin C guy that was famous? Linus Pauling, right? Linus Pauling. Interesting story. This is not, no criticism of Linus. God love him. He's off to another adventure. But just sharing this person's experience is, and Linus lived a long time. He was over 90, like 95. But this person said that he met him at a conference one time and he shook Linus's hand and he said his hands were very frail, not very strong, like an old person's grip and hands. And he felt, and I thought that was really curious. I don't know what that means, but Linus sure did a whole bunch of ascorbic acid. More on Ubitubi, a peer-reviewed study that reviewed 14 trials published on May 20th by the CDC. What? The masking thing? Yeah, I think I've seen a link to that somewhere. Do you have that link, Steve? There's a link, we used to have that actually gives 14 different peer-reviewed studies on the efficacy of masks. And pretty much the bottom line was, they don't work. And they're not good for you. The best I can recall. Absolutely correct, Patrick. I can't see the name. Thank you for saying that. Love your discussions. Oh, this is on YouTube, so I don't really know what they're talking about. Thank you. Okay, whatever it is, I'm glad. We did not find evidence that surgical type face masks are effective in reducing laboratory confirmed influenza transmissions either worn by an infected person or by persons in the general community. Oh, this is one of those, he's quoting one of those studies. That's a pretty big statement, right? We did not find evidence that surgical type face masks are effective in reducing laboratory confined transmission. More on vitamin C. Adam says that vitamin C without iron chelates iron out of the body. Vitamin C with iron chelates iron into the body. Vitamin C is chelated ascorbic acid, including the one in orange juice. So I don't quite understand that. So más claro, please, more clear. So does ascorbic acid chelate iron into the body? And the oranges can you just keep it simple, Adam? Can you keep it more clear? Because what you're saying there, it's not kind of computing. Sorry, I haven't had any coffee. What can I tell you? Well, we should do some emails. I got so many emails, man. I have a very slow internet connection, so I have a difficult time watching videos on YouTube or on your website. Yeah. So I try to download the videos and then watch it on later. Do you use a special software program to download videos to your website? I've tried using Firefox plugins. No, we don't. We simply put a link on our website. It grabs it from UBTube. There's not much you can do. It's really an internet speed issue. Now, if you have enough internet to download the videos and do it at night, you know, that kind of works because who cares? But you should be able to get more speed some way, right? Call up your internet provider and see if you can get more download and upload. Most of them want to give you all kinds of download, like 100 megs, and 4 or 3 megs of upload. If you're going to do video conferencing with your girlfriend and boyfriend and that kind of stuff, you need upload to do that. So I don't know why they're so anal, stingy with the upload, but they are. And so you just got to pay attention, but get as much upload as you can. Probably want to try to get 10 meg, and then if you get 20, 30 down, or 30, you can download movies, stuff. That makes sense. So yeah, it's got to get with your internet provider and see what you can negotiate. Yeah, man, come on. This is not good. I'm going to do it again. I'm just going to say.